This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden is not ruling out requiring all U.S. federal workers to be vaccinated against the coronavirus. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Earlier this week, the VA became the first federal agency mandating all its healthcare workers get vaccinated. After speaking at the nation's intelligence headquarters, the president was asked if the mandate may extend to all federal employees.
That's under consideration right now, but if you're not vaccinated, you're not nearly as smart as I thought you were.
His spokeswoman had left open the possibility earlier, saying the administration will keep looking at ways to both protect the workforce and save lives. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tokyo has reported its highest daily number of new coronavirus infections just days after the Olympics began. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma.
The Japanese capital counts 2,848 new COVID-19 cases, exceeding the earlier record of 2,520 cases from January 7. It brings Tokyo's total to more than 200,000 since the pandemic began last year. Tokyo is under its fourth state of emergency that will last through the Olympics and into the Paralympics next month. Experts have warned the more contagious Delta variant could cause a surge during the Games, which started last Friday. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
The European Union is on course to hit a target of fully vaccinating at least 70% of the adult population by the end of summer, given that the percentage of those 18 and over have now received a first dose. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says that the bloc had reached a milestone of 70% of adults having received a first dose and 57% fully vaccinated. Projections show that the EU would reach its goal by the end of the summer. This is VOA News. South and North Korea have restored their once-severed hotlines as part of efforts by the two countries' leaders to rebuild strained ties. That's according to Seoul's presidential Blue House on Tuesday. South Korean President Moon Jae-in and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un have exchanged multiple letters since April and agreed to reconnect the hotlines. North Korea's official news agency KCNA also said all inter-Korean communication channels resumed operation at 10 a.m. Tuesday, in line with an agreement between Moon and Kim. State media touted the reopening of the hotlines as a big stride in recovering the mutual trust and promoting reconciliation. The U.S. government has suspended cooperation with Guatemala's Attorney General's office in response to the firing of its top anti-corruption prosecutor, saying it has lost confidence in the Central American country's willingness to fight corruption. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Jelena Porter told reporters in Washington that the decision by the Guatemala Attorney General Consuelo Porras to fire Juan Francisco Sandoval, the special prosecutor against impunity, fits a pattern of behavior that indicates a lack of commitment to the rule of law and independent judicial and prosecutorial processes. A strong U.S. response was expected after Sandoval's shocking dismissal Friday. He fled the country the same day. It had only been hinted at in previous public examinations of the January 6th Capitol insurrection that as scores of rioters attacked police officers not just with makeshift weapons, stun guns, and fists, but with racial slurs and accusation of treason. Four officers, two from the U.S. Capitol Police and two from the D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department on Tuesday, detailed the racism and bigotry they encountered during the violent assault on the Capitol. Their direct harrowing accounts laid out the hours when the pro-police sentiment of former President Trump's supporters was pushed aside, consumed by the fury of wanting to keep him in the White House. A man accused of killing eight people, mostly women of Asian descent, at an Atlanta area massage business or businesses, pleaded guilty to murder Tuesday and for the killings and was sentenced to spend the rest of his life in prison. Robert Aaron Long, who is 22, still faces the death penalty and other deaths, which are being prosecuted in another county. The string of shootings at three businesses in March ignited outrage and fueled fear among Asian Americans who already faced increased hostility linked to the coronavirus pandemic. Many were particularly upset when authorities suggested Long's crimes were not racially motivated, but born of a sex addiction. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.